fifth Sunday after Pentecost. It's also the vigil of the great saints, the two pillars of the church in Rome, Saints Peter and Paul, whose feast we celebrate tomorrow. And of course, I encourage everyone to go to Mass. In many places, many countries, it is a holy day of obligation. Of course, in America, we have shaved that down to the bare minimum, and even then, they try to put it on Sundays. None of that for us. We try to be here, especially for these wonderful holy days. And of course, the gospel of today goes along with this idea. Our Lord is telling us that we must do better than others. Everybody is always satisfied with doing the bare minimum, the least that is required. And of course, I've always complained about this because for us Catholics, traditional or not, if it's not required, we don't do it. And that's a very poor way of thinking about our holy Catholic faith, that if it's not required, we don't do it. If it's a holy day, if it's a wonderful day, which of course tomorrow is, and there are other days of the year as such, then we should do it. We should not be told, if you don't do it, you will go to hell. You may go to hell anyway because your attitude is so lackadaisical, so poor. And so today, I remind you that what the gospel says, you need to do more. And so, as we meditate on these mysteries, on these days, we remind you that we need to be better Catholics, holier Catholics. We don't only need to do that which is required, as some people do, Mass on Sundays, and then forget every other holy day. And of course, a lot of people forget the holy days of obligation anyway. So it's important for us to do more, to give more, to be kinder, to be gentler, to be more generous. We should not be satisfied with a bare minimum. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.